Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home. Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch. The Colgate Optic White LED kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed. And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hi, welcome to our brand new YouTube channel, Turks and Content YouTube channel.
YouTube channel, channel on YouTube, it's us.
And we're having a great guest today here on the pod, somebody we have known for years, who has honestly, truly, honestly, the blueprint.
The key master.
The blueprint. Somebody who the has, blueprint. I don't know. What do you do?
Wait. Hold on. He is the wizard behind the curtain, the skin curtain that is clipped to the back of our bodies. He's literally the behind the music, the man behind the mask, the man in the mirror, the woman in the window. He's the person who makes us look and sound like interesting people. Mm-hmm. It's Jeff McCubbin.
It's Jeff McCubbin, folks.
Yeah.
I have a question right out the bat. Okay. How often do you have to edit out? Can you tell when we're saying something that you know we can't put in the edit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Can you anticipate it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How often would you say per episode we say something that is so rotted?
Well, a lot of times, a lot of it is in the beginning. Like the stuff like before the intro, like the green screen stuff. When you guys are just chatting, there's a lot where then you're like, don't put this in. Oh, where you guys are just, you guys are just like gossiping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's like obvious. I mean, unless it's like, usually if it's something about like Ginger, I'm like, oh, she won't care. So, right.
Yeah. I think other drag queen stuff is fine, but you know, we
all press is good press.
Not always.
No. I mean, for drag queens, but sometimes things have been uttered of a nature so rife for canceling.
Yeah.
It's.
But you got our back.
Yeah. But even like today we edited something and you'll probably be contacted later of like, can we use this? You're talking about a celebrity, and we just want to double check with you.
You're asking me if it's
I don't want to bring it up right
celebrity.
Now.
Who is it? Mouth the word.
Who is it?
Oh. Cut the cameras, dead ass.
But also, sometimes you guys will tell jokes that are just that YouTube just can't handle.
AIDS. You can usually tell. Something about AIDS. It's still cheap.
Can I tell some of them? Can I bring them up?
Yes, and we'll bleep the whole thing.
There's a lot where we say it, and then we look right at the camera and go, don't use that. Yeah. Like, don't say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there was a whole one where you were just talking about how has AIDS.
Well, that's not a joke. That's just a fact. Yeah.
Mr. Clean.
And so I'm like laughing hysterically and I'm like, none of this can be used. I've sent you some audio clips.
You have. And I've also contacted you directly upon remembering, don't say that. Like, you know what I mean? I've like, We got to cut that out.
Yeah.
And sometimes we'll say things on and then it will be like a waking moment where I'll be like, I should not have said that.
Yeah. Because regret is a powerful person.
But it's weird where over time it changes. Because I remember you got a lot of flack for you were talking about pregnancy.
by the way, on that note, a million YouTube comments were like, okay, Trixie usually is a little bit about women's bodies, but you sure were on the money when
you redeemed yourself.
About having babies.
About squatting position.
Thank you.
And they were like, they came for the editors and applauded you in a rare moment.
So we
were the asshole.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah.
Imagine creating a program where two people who've never claimed to know anything about anything are held to the fire whenever they don't have a view that is agreed by a teenager watching YouTube.
Or whenever they comically present a point of view that should not be taken seriously.
Yeah. Oh, don't even get me started. So, this is the best gig you've ever had. How does it feel?
Well, definitely. I mean, seriously, it is.
Well, I mean, I know of you from Jizz.
And
I also know of you from, well, I mean, I don't know of you, I didn't know you did it then, but I know you did it. You worked for Randy Blue.
Yeah.
Directed pornos.
Yeah.
Male sex, gay sex pornos.
This is pre-Jizz. So before Jizz, you were also doing Jizz.
I was doing, I love how it says, I was doing Jizz.
I was doing Jizz.
And filming Jizz. I moved to LA, was making the YouTube video channel. Mm-hmm. And then I got a job as an editor at a porn studio, Randy Blue. At the time, it was the number 3. It was Sean Cody.
Now, what year?
Corbin
because
Fisher.
I subscribed to it. I paid cash money for it.
2010.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, if you go.
Randy Blue and Sean Cody.
Any non-storyline Randy Blue porno, it starts off with an interview. So I still have friends calling me being like,
oh my God,
I was on Pornhub about to jerk off to this. And then I hear your fucking faggy voice.
Wait a minute.
Interviewing all of them.
Were you the
it's
one going
my
like,
voice.
So you work out? You never done this before,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. That's me.
That I didn't know.
Yeah.
I have so many questions. Wait a minute. First of all, did you, how often are the I've never been gay before gay people actually never been gay?
It's a spectrum. I think if you're willing to do porn, if you're willing to do it, you're not, a lot of them are like, I'm 100% straight. But if you're willing to do it, you're already a tick down from like a
Because the money ain't that fierce, mama.
No, the money's not that fierce. It was,
but everyone is different because there's a performer called Chris Rockway.
Yes,
he was like one of my favorites. So when I was like, oh, I get to film him, and then I was like, oh, you're a fucking conspiracy theory like asshole.
Oh no!
I mean, he ended up really liking me because I just wouldn't take any of his shit.
Yeah.
Like I
literal
remember
hunk,
we were like filming a scene and I'm just like, Chris, like slap his butt. And then he'd be like, I'd be like, slap Chris, slap his butt. And he's like, my name isn't really Chris, so I'm not responding to that.
Diva.
And then I went, oh, Diva. Do you want me to say your real name on camera then?
Engelbert.
And so then I was like, okay, how about asshole? So every time I say asshole, slap his butt, that's you. But he like respected that. But then he would come up to me and he would be like, you have those faces. You're like, you got beat up a lot when you were in high school, right? And I was like, yeah, because I did.
Oh my God.
And he was like, I can tell you have like that face. Like when I see you, it's like, I just want to like throw you in a dumpster.
Okay. Mary, I need to.
Kind of hot though.
This is, well,
yeah, he's wrestled
hot.
Me to the ground. I mean, he's gorgeous.
So
but I will
hot.
Say for him, he's the level of straight where he would stop, look at the straight porn, get hard.
Okay, Jeff.
Call action. He'd run in and fuck the guy until it slowly went down and then we'd cut and he'd run back to the porn.
This is inconceivable to me because the money is not, you'd have to be.
Now, no, back then, 2010.
But it wasn't 200 grand, 300 grand, was it?
2010, $5,000 to $6,000 a scene.
Okay, all right, okay.
Because studios
okay.
used to
okay.
be like, you couldn't make porn because
now
had
it's like
iPhones.
$300.
$300 to $1,000, yeah, if
literally.
You're bottoming. Yeah,
yeah, yeah for yeah, bottoming, yeah. for
it's
a
It's really just adverse for your OnlyFans. Is exposure, you know?
Yeah.
What about we were at Foo Bar once, and Reese Rideout was dancing, and you knew him, and I was like, oh my God, I jerked off to that man in 2002.
He's now he's the opposite, where he's like the nicest human being,
sweetheart.
He's someone where he's like, I'm straight. He's married to a woman. I'll only date women, but when I'm doing porn, it's fun.
Wow.
So that's his level of like, but he'll say he's straight. because he will only date a woman, but he's technically bi.
He's somewhere
where he would just do this, put the condom on, be hard for 5 hours.
I can't,
and his dick would just stay. I can't. It was like he was meant to do porn.
Yeah. Also, Canada Century. Incredible ass. I was going to say, like, I don't think.
But he had an acting problem where he was too much of a ham.
Too much of a what?
A ham.
Oh.
Like, I'd be like, okay, so the guy comes out of the shower, and then you're like, ooh. But the guy would come out of the shower, and he'd go, whoa.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Like, that's.
He's doing drag.
Yeah, it's too much.
Oh.
Like,
oh.
Like that.
Yeah. Like, he's the guy who, when he'd come, he'd go, wee.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I have so many questions. I guess the
number. I have like dramatic. A lot of people were like, "Oh man, it must be so funny," but it was mostly like, "No, there's some like horror stories."
Yeah, such as.
By the way, I love that you're like asking me if it's okay to talk about celebrities, and you're like, "Anyway, here's this person's social security number."
Well, it's just weird. Where, that one guy, his girlfriend found out he was doing porn when he swore he wouldn't do it anymore.
Okay.
And then she called him, and we're in the middle of the scene. Everybody's naked, and she threatened to abort their baby if he went through with the scene.
Stop it.
And I was like,
did he go through with the scene?
Well, I was like, and he's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, you don't have to do the scene. Like, we can cancel. That's fine. And he's like, will I still get paid? And I'm like, well, no, because you're not going to do it. And then he's like, oh, fuck it. I'll do it.
Damn.
I never found out whether
hard choices.
What also, happened to the baby.
You can get pregnant again.
Yeah, it's not good. Also, you can't weaponize your pregnancy.
Like,
you can't weaponize your pregnancy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't weaponize your pregnancy.
I don't know. At that point, I feel like if the termination happened, it was probably for the best.
Yeah.
The thing.
Yeah.
If you're calling your baby daddy on a porn set to threaten killing the baby.
It's an embryo hostage situation. It's like, fuck him and
speed.
I'll shoot. Yeah,
you know? Yeah. I also had a guy OD from Viagra.
Oh my God.
We took him out to Malibu just to do a solo scene.
Malibu.
And we were going to have him surf. And then he was going to get in the back of this Jeep and then jerk off. And he was having trouble getting hard. So I gave him a Viagra. And then, like a fool, I left the packet of Viagra in the front seat.
God.
So I was like, I'll give you some porn, I'll leave you some space, and just knock on the door when you want us to come in to film. He was nervous that he couldn't get hard, so he took took like 8 Viagra.
That's
what?
Did he blood blood?
Well, I mean, I was like, okay, I think we have to like go to the hospital, because at first I come in and then I noticed they were all gone, and I was like, did you take all of these? And he's like, no. And I'm like, okay, I know you took all of these. So tell me, you took all of
that
these.
That gives me.
So tell, like, and he's like, no, I didn't do it. And I was like, you might die if you did take all of these. And he's like, what? I just feel like I couldn't get hard, so I needed more. I'm like, that's not how this works.
Oh my God.
So we took him, we had to cancel the shoot. I took him back, and I was basically just monitoring him. And then he didn't have to go to the hospital or anything, but he went kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Because then he was like, I want to get paid. I want to get paid. And then I was like, we're not doing the scene, so we're not going to pay you.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to pay
off
for
in the
you
hospital bed?
To fly out here. We give you compensation. We feed you and all that. But we're not going to give you thousands of dollars if you're not going to do it. And he got very angry, and then naked ran out of Randy's mansion, running around he lives in Sherman Oaks, and I'm running, and I'm outside running after him like, you have to get inside, and he's just like running around naked like, I don't believe this is happening.
Is it Randy Blue?
Randy is a person.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Randy who? Randy Blue?
Well, I'm not gonna give his real
name. Oh yeah, no.
Isn't a porn name?
That's the
company.
Sean Cody, you know, is the Randy Blue. Yeah.
I have a question. Did you like working in porn?
It had
it had its ups and downs.
When it was two guys that liked to make porn, it was fun.
Was it ever really hot? Was it actually hot?
The hottest was when the person that said they were straight realized they were gay.
When they turned
in the scene, and I'm filming the light bulb go off in their head. That's pretty hot.
That's pretty cool.
Did you ever?
That's pretty cool.
Do people who aren't in the scene get boners during the scenes?
I don't, because I'm so concerned with the lighting and everything else. And a lot of times the PAs were straight dudes.
Shut the fuck up. Really?
Although we had one of my PAs, do you know the drag queen Sarah Problem?
Sure.
Yeah.
She was my PA for like a year. I don't think, but she was like, I don't like any of these guys.
Damn. Well, that company was pretty like clean cut.
Also, it was professional. And for me, like, I wouldn't fuck any of them. Most of the time, they did not want to have anything to do with me.
They're like, that's not even.
Yeah, this little pasty.
Yeah.
Mole person.
Ginger, get away from us. Like, but I also just had a hard line that I wouldn't do anything with them so that it would be like a level of respect. Cause I had some come in and they're just like, so like, when do I have to like have sex with you? And I'm like,
are you serious?
And he's like, really? I don't have to.
Oh,
I don't
my
have to.
God.
What happened to you?
Harvey Weinstein, apparently.
You're like, I hate to disappoint you.
Yeah.
But you can't fuck me. But you know what though? That's gay people though. Tell them that this is the person you're fucking in the scene, and they're like, nah. And then like, this is a person you legally can't fuck, and they're like, what's that?
Yeah, totally.
Gay people only want to fuck the one you're not supposed to be fucking. So totally. You never had like, I don't know, I've watched porn where it's like the camera guy gets into it. You never had like a moment where you got roped into the fantasy?
Well, there's scenes like, you know, the POV scenes where like someone's riding someone or you're fucking someone, and then I would have to take place of the person.
Of the fucker.
Because it's a POV scene. And then here's my little rant. Most people today don't understand what POV means.
Uh-huh. Pigs like, are vampires.
But POV passing. Is if your eyes are the camera. A lot of people, they'll just like literally put a camera there and they're like, POV of me doing this. And you're like, that's not a POV.
You.
Yeah. But anyway, I would have, there's times where like I would be laying down and then the porn star naked would get on top of me and pretend to ride me. While I was pretending to be the bottom.
Holy shit. That was kind of,
like, it moved.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
But still, when you're, like, doing, like, fixing the lighting and the zooming, you're not.
It's a lot to keep track of.
How did that prepare you for this job?
Well, that's obvious. Because
you learned to control your boners. The blatant sexual harassment. Yeah. I was ready for it.
You learned to control your boners, and you work with straight people.
Yeah.
My God.
That is. We're going to take a break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this. When you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back.
I have a cut on my butt. Uh-huh. On the, you know how I have like the vestigial organ, the tail, the protruding tail. So it's uncomfortable to sit.
Should you be doing all that wacky shit on the floor?
It's from the aerobics, the pool class. Yeah. We did so many abby things like rolling that I cut myself on my butt. I just wanted to share that.
Great. So you finish your porn career. Then you move on at some point to jizz.
That was all happening at the same time.
Double jizz.
Double jizz.
I left porn and then I went from porn to drag queens.
Which is a just a so lateral
move. Yeah, my it's literally three steps
to the left.
Faggot.
It's a lateral move.
Yeah.
Faggot. I have to ask, people at home might not know what jizz is. Do you want to tell them what it is?
Of course I do. I'll kill you.
I had watched this video where a friend of mine that I went to grad school with made these, there's these PSAs of G.I. Joe cartoons in like 2007, and he dubbed over them. And then I was like, oh, they did PSAs of the Gem and the Holograms ones. I'm just going to do that.
Oh my God.
And at the same time, I was watching an episode of The Golden Girls, and it was an episode where they all got colds. And I was like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if they all got HIV? And so I dubbed over that and the Gem and the Holograms ones, and I put them on my YouTube channel. Oh. And then unbeknownst to me, the next thing I know, I was like going into gay bars and they were like playing them like on the video screens. And I was like, oh no.
They are so funny and so rotten.
The Golden Girls ones have all been, I took them down and people, yeah. I actually had to re-go through all of the jizz videos. Because basically in the cartoon of Gem and the Holograms, she is has an orphanage and then decides to use a hologram machine to make her a pop star. And so I just made it that she's like a serial killer, and instead of an orphanage, it's like her brothel. So all of the children are like hookers. Prostitutes.
And there's a lot of abortions.
And there's a lot of abortion jokes. So it's my bread and butter for a while.
I mean, just...
But I actually had to re-go through some of them, and I was like, yeah, that doesn't fit in today's society. Yeah. And people beg me to put them back on, and you I was like, it's too much for
you had to be there.
You had to be there.
Studio 54.
And you will never be there again.
Yeah, Studio 54. Really.
Well, I was thinking a lot, like in the 2000s, when like South Park, Sarah Silverman, the thing in comedy is they like to take the point of view of the racist and horrible person.
Right.
Yeah.
And say the horrible thing to show, like, isn't this ridiculous?
As the ignoramus.
Michael Scott, the
stupidity. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And now you can't do that anymore. Just bringing it up is too triggering.
Well, it's like Jemé. You don't want to be Jemé. Yeah. You don't watch Private School Girl and go, she's a great person. I want to be her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You go, oh my God.
What a dumb
I knew
bitch.
A girl like that. That is horrible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's just you just have to like,
and you just have to evolve.
Yeah.
But I still get messages every day of like, please put this back up. I'm like, no.
I mean, people's temperature though, like, our edited YouTube version of is like extremely edgy to some people.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, you're funny. So like you can use abortion jokes or not, or swear words or not, and it's still funny. Like I heard a comedian talking about it, like, if you don't know how to adapt to this quote unquote cancel culture, it's like, it's just a few words you can't say anymore. Then you weren't funny to begin with.
Because in the end, if it's funny, it's usually ends up not being offensive.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, Sarah Silverman's program was like a really good example of that, where it's like, oh my God.
That
you
show.
You don't want to be Sarah Silverman that show.
She had that whole episode where she's like, I need good news. I'm going to go get an AIDS test. Like, that was a whole episode.
Or like when she was like, I need to know, like, walk a mile in my shoes. She put blackface.
Yeah.
You know?
And everyone's yelling disgusting because people in the world are saying, blackface is disgusting.
Yeah.
But she's going, wow, people do think that this is disgusting. You
know? Yeah.
But then again, you don't want to be Sarah Silverman. She's not portraying a good person.
No, she's always the
idiot. I'm okay with someone portraying a shitty person to show how shitty people are.
I'm
okay with the logic of that, but
The
algebra doesn't work for everyone now. But I mean, it ties to drag queens. Like, I love Nina West. I just saw a video of her doing a Nickelodeon song, and I said, I would never in a million years for $1 million do this. I have no interest in making people feel good. I like making people laugh, but I'm not the big comfy couch of drag. I don't care.
It was a strange experience.
Well, I'm sure at Nickelodeon they had to make some kind of pride thing where they touched on every color of the flag in a way that was.
It was for kids too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
However, watching it, I was like, wow, I would never be a part of this. Mm. My mom could be hanging over a shark tank, and I'd be like, you're going for a swim, bitch.
Bon appetit, bitch.
Yes. I just think with comedy, especially, and like with what it goes both ways of, like, some people will watch Nina West on Nickelodeon and go, this is too much.
Yeah. But and also though, but can you like some line reads I cannot deliver sincerely.
I just can't do it.
Yeah. I can't do it. Like I couldn't if I tried. If the mom was over the Shark Tank.
Pride Month. Some of the copy you send for like corporate things, like, "Hi, honey, are you feeling fierce, diva?"
Yeah.
It's like, oh my god.
Ooh, I'm ready to work it, diva, because it's time to work it.
Have you seen that? There's a TikTok where this comedian girl is like, "Happy Pride Month,
Meg Stalter."
Yeah.
For buttercream. Buttercream. You sashay into our buttercream store. I mean, it's so funny. I actually put it on the podcast last week.
She's really funny.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, I was always that. But I was always definitely the outcast gay. I think if you're not like the muscle queen, then you're just like I always hated Pride.
I still do. I hate it. I don't hate it. I just don't enjoy it.
Should kink be at Pride? Should it be at Pride? I'm like, I'm not going either way, so it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, and for me, like, kink not being at Pride isn't an option because I'm everyone's kink.
Oh, universal appeal.
Kink at Pride, I mean, for me, I mean, I know I don't speak for everyone, but I'll just say in general, I think in drag we used to offend the old conservatives. And now in drag, the people most offended by us are the youngest liberals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
the Gen Z.
Yeah. So it's like we used to have your grandma being like, "I don't like it." And now we're passing the torch to people who are like, "That torch is hot."
Yeah.
And not everybody likes hot. So I will not be a part of it.
But what is it? It's a Speedo in a harness. No one's like eating someone's whole. Like,
But even if they are, go to a different Pride. Yeah. Go to Nickelodeon Pride with Nina West. Yeah. She's the Christ.
You don't have to stick 2 inches of your tongue in my gaping hole.
I know that we live in a different world, but like there's different types. If you want that type of pride, go to Target and buy a rainbow tote bag on June 1st.
Well, it's also
I'll be over here watching people get fucking opened up on the Boulevard. Okay.
Well,
gooning and baiting.
Gooning and baiting at Target.
Yeah. Near the linens.
There's a problem. I think it's like when you're under, like if you remember when you were under 21, you're like, "Oh my God, it's so unfair that we can't get into the bars." And then when you're over 21, you're like, "Oh, thank God, none of you can come to the bars."
Absolutely. Absolutely. Once in a while, so I just saw something really similar to people like, "Drag is my safe space and I should be able to enjoy it without being offended." I was like, that is the opposite of the experience you should have with drag.
No, that's...
You should see a million drag shows and still go in on show number 1,000,001 and something should shock you.
Yeah, or it literally hit you in the face.
I've talked about drag queens that are Christine. Love the idea.
Aggressive.
It's too far for me.
Yeah,
it's too
aggressive. Far for me. Confrontational.
I like her as a person. Yeah. I'll never see a Christine show because I'm like, I don't like poop stuff. She does a lot of poop stuff.
Butt stuff.
Yeah, poop stuff.
Yeah.
Killing your mom, great. No, that's where I draw the line. But again, it's just like, but my line isn't everyone's line.
Right.
So
right,
who cares?
Yeah.
Did you have any so you go to the gay bar and they're playing the Golden Girls or Jizz, and you were like, is this really happening?
Yeah. The very first one is I did God I'm a Whore instead of Part of Your World of the Little Mermaid, because I did a lot of Disney songs. And
you're that Todrick?
That was the first one that like showed up. And then I was like, then I suddenly got interviewed for like Butt Magazine and like,
I just started getting
millions of views, and it was just very, and I was like, I guess I should just keep doing this.
Yeah.
But then it's just very tiring to try and keep up. I then went to did Punky Brewster. I did Spunky Cooter.
Shut the
Facts
fuck
of Life.
Up.
I did Fucked for Life about, but I personally showed. That one.
You've shared.
And I had to take that one down because that was a little too offensive.
I just and love then it. There's no line for me.
And I did Thundercunts instead of Thundercats.
Right.
I love. See, all. In, we're. How old are you?
How dare you? Right. I just turned 45.
I was going to say,
no,
we're around the same age. He is ageless.
I need everybody to look in the camera. Yeah. Look at Jeff.
This is fucking 45. L'Oreal Regenerist spokeswoman right here.
How are you doing this?
Yeah.
I just don't go in the sun.
Yeah. That's. Yeah. He doesn't.
31 years old, I look like the alien inside the head in Men in Black. Yeah.
I'm 27 and look like my own grandfather.
Damn. And she had a 40th birthday and she's still 27. Can you believe
it? Well, 28, 29. It's all a blur.
it's nebulous.
So wait. You, because we're of the same kind of generation. All these shows that you're parodying are like shows I grew up watching.
Yeah.
Thundercats, Gem and the Holograms, obsessed with them. So like they're so special to
because
me.
Because that's the thing is when I watch TV, if you want to watch TV with me, I'm constantly dubbing over a horrible trauma that doesn't belong there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just watching, like, was watching Mayor of East Town. And then it's just like, the kid did it. And then I'm just like, oh yeah, I want you. Like, I'm just like, the most inappropriate thing. And that's why I have to release it.
Yeah.
And I think that was the other problem is I started doing, like, Mario Diaz started having me do shows, like performing shows. As Jizz at bars.
Oh, wow.
And then I would, like, be doing stand-up sets, like, make it, like, just these. And I was, it was, people thought, like, I was that character.
Oh.
So people would just be like, yeah, let's fucking do heroin in the bathroom and, like, fuck this, and let's go and, like, fucking break into a house. And I'm just like, oh, no, I don't know any of that.
So how long did you leave
the heroin tryst?
Yeah, go for it.
I could see that. They'll just assume that you're fucking off the rails.
I did hook up with a guy who did heroin on the date.
Wow. How did that come up? What was that transition like?
On the date. Could you tell?
Okay, it wasn't really a date. I picked him up at a bar.
Well, it's
an
outing.
And then I'm driving him back to my place. He's like, wait, stop. And then he gets up, runs down an alley, and a guy hands him a bag, and then he gets back in the car. And then I was like, oh, I guess he's just doing some cocaine or whatever. He snorts the whole bag, and then by the time we get to my house, it was like,
you can snort heroin?
Yeah.
Is that ignorant?
It's just,
I thought heroin was this.
You can do it all types of ways.
Oh.
Yeah.
And did you fuck? No, he was like, it was just like ooze. And so then crazy. I just like
poured him out of the car.
Poured him out of the car by the subway stop in Chicago. And then hopefully he was okay. Yeah. And then I went home.
Let's take a break.
Oh, let's take a break. And we're back.
Yes, we are. Ooh. So, okay. How does it feel to sort of be the unsung hero?
How's it feel to have a peenie in the poopy? How does it feel to have a peenie in the poopy?
How do you know when it goes inside? Is there a popping sound? No. Like, how does it feel to be the unsung hero? I feel like this is less the case now as people become more aware of you guys' genius. But, like, you know, we get all the credit for the show being amazing, and we have very little to do with it sometimes.
What are you talking
about?
Well,
I mean, come on.
I mean, it's literally your funny words that is
an incredible body.
We're just embellishing them.
And breast boobs and jokes. Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. I've really enjoyed this season. I watched them on my giant television 3 to 4 times in a row.
Yeah. And I know that we're all doing it for the love of it. Not that we all don't get paid, whatever, but like this season, I don't know what it is. You guys are on a journey.
Yeah.
It's psycho. Yeah. This is the craziest, funniest
fantastic.
Season.
That is the thing with, like, me and Ron are now, like, attached at the hip.
Yeah.
And we kind of are just like in this battle with each other of, like, I want to be able to make you laugh.
Yes.
I want to try to do something crazier. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, I just saw that crazy thing you did. Shit, on the next one, I need to do something crazy to show you.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
How do I tap into that competitive spirit in order to do something good?
Why start now? Why start now, honey?
Because that's, I'll ask this question. Can you guys tell who's editing what? Because for us, it's so obvious.
I can.
Because it's split in half.
Yeah.
So I do one half, he does other half. We switch whether it's first or last. But for us, it's so obvious, but most people can't tell.
I can because I think you've worked for me with other projects and I kind of know what's your tea.
I think I can tell in the beginning because, you know, we usually have like almost like a cold open before we do our intros. That will usually be the telltale of like what you did with us being mic'd.
Yeah.
Like there was one, I think it was you, was an alien and the music's like, tuba, tuba, tu.
Oh yeah. That's
and I was like, oh, this is obvious.
Definitely. So good. Yeah. Did you do, you did the hallucinating in the lake of incest?
Yeah.
Or didn't you do an episode with a whole like National Geographic opening with birds?
Yeah.
That was
the constant bird.
The wild flamingos of Sumatra.
The birds.
Also the.
But that's a combination where he was the one. Ron just put bird noises.
Okay.
And then I put your voice on an echo.
Uh huh.
And then
who put in the flock of seagulls?
And then he did like a flapping sound, and then eventually another one. Then I added an actual birds flying.
Yeah.
So then it's like that one's like a joint effort.
Pretty soon you could just do nature documentaries, like just screw us,
David Attenborough. Yeah. The newest one where it was a bunch of superhero graphics. crazy.
Oh yeah, so I did those. Otter Man, Beaver Man, everything. Yeah. It was just so
the
great.
The Ann Gettinator.
The Ann Getty. Honestly, well, we've talked about it. When we do the show, we black out.
Yeah.
So I leave there kind of I get home, my boyfriend goes, "What did you guys talk about?" I don't even remember.
No idea. And also, it wasn't funny. Like sometimes I get the distinct impression of like,
we flopped.
Yeah, like, well, I know the lunch episode is going to be bad, but other than that, no, but there's been times where the funniest episodes, I'm like, what?
Yeah. There's a few where I'm like, why was this so?
But I think also there's some where it's like, you guys have varying energy depending on the episode.
Yeah.
Well, and sometimes what you.
Depending on a lot of things.
The moon, like the moon.
A lot of
like
different compounds.
No, there's the moon.
Like, I'll say there's one, Ready for Love. You just kept talking about like, I don't think I can do another.
Oh, I was so tired.
I'm so tired. Yeah. But you were so tired. And even Pete was like, you know, Conti was very tired. I hope we can get something out of this. He kept saying he was tired. But you were so, you were at the point where then you were just crazy.
Yeah, it was loopy.
Hilarious.
Weather. Same thing happened with weather.
I think
you're just like a long dart
that.
Shot me in my pussy. And
that
I'm
was
like,
weather happened after that.
Oh, and then
that.
Weather too. Weather was
we were so over
the
it.
The second
insane.
Wind of psychosis. Yeah.
Yeah. It's sometimes weather was so funny. And that was the episode that we were like, what's the topic that we would talk about if we were out of topics?
The weather.
Why was weather so?
That's one of my favorite
weather.
Ones.
Yeah.
We have some. I think tomorrow we're talking about news. The news.
The news. Yeah, we're talking about injuries, maybe
injuries, and I think money again.
Money.
I like all of those.
Yeah, there was a bunch of other ones too that they're all very exciting to me.
Yeah. What's your favorite ones you've done? Favorite episodes of Un?
Also, do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, please help
like,
us.
Okay. Abortion. I'm still waiting to do suicide.
There's a few I don't like when things get brought in. I don't like the doll episode. I don't like the food episode.
No
I don't
props.
Like the, I don't like
no
the
props,
animals.
No guests.
I don't like the animals.
No
oh,
guests.
I see. I think the pet one worked, but mostly because Jaguar Jane was pretty cool.
She was cool. But
she was. When she talked about the rodent masturbating,
yeah.
The chinchilla masturbating.
I don't remember that. Oh, I got to rewatch.
I remember.
Plus, there's a whole Bird Box scene that's amazing in Pets.
Okay. I just don't like guests.
Yeah.
I don't like it's a different show.
I like it actually, like weather. Like, I think if you just did something like colors.
It's brilliant.
You know, where
or
it's
textures.
Just. Textures. Textures.
Our new series, which is colors, textures,
sounds,
vibes, scents,
vibes.
Vibes.
Oh my God.
Because I
a whole
feel
show
those
about scents.
Make you go off the rails a bit.
Yeah.
And that's when I think.
Abstract.
It's really funny. Plus, anytime you guys get up.
Which is a lot.
It's going to be funny.
I can't.
If you want technical notes, I can give you technical.
I didn't get up when I was wearing that gorge. I looked so hot in the most recent episode. I did not get up once and show that body.
No, you got to get up. When I'm feeling it, I take a lap.
I should have took several struts, laps, like spread eagles, everything. It was a real disappointment on my part.
The one problem with the pandemic shooting with spread out is you guys tend to be more.
Yeah,
I
profile
turned away.
I know.
As somebody who's from the side looks like my face was cooked in a grill, I understand.
Yeah,
I was watching
tough.
The episode yesterday and I was like,
face
just,
forward,
I
bitch.
Look like one of the Canadians in South Park, just like lines on my face. It's so bad.
It's rotten.
We could be like Raven and Raja who just never look at each
other. Oh, Trixie, that's a very interesting
just
point
be
of view.
Side eyeing each other.
Yeah.
I love that comedic take you said on color.
You've never looked better in your whole life. That's horrible. I don't like it. I'm like this, like. You can't see anything. It's
you
bad.
Also work on Wait What?
I did Wait What? I did What?
What?
When, wow! I was hired.
What the fuck is Wait What?
Kimora
Black
talking about like math.
Oh my!
Science.
Were they not know? And it's just.
What if they said that you're like? Are they kidding that they don't know that?
Well, they were the first one. It was Kimora and Mariah Balenciaga, and it was the solar system.
Oh my
and
god!
And it was just
please
like
stop. I gotta go watch
Kimora
it.
Kimora Black was just like. Well, like, you know, because the moon, there's like the moon and like the sun. And then she was like, well, then the moon's on Jupiter. She's like, what do you mean? There's like one moon. And then Mariah's like, no, other planets have moons. What? No, they don't.
Okay.
And then it was like, what's the biggest planet? She's like, the sun. The sun's the biggest planet.
Well, that's,
and then she was
I
like,
mean,
no, the
know.
Sun is a star.
Okay.
The sun is not a star. Like, it's just like, oh, it's just.
I love not knowing paired with conviction.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the key
the
there.
The sun is not a star.
Yeah. Well, I watched an episode of that I do remember now, and I had to turn off because I was thoroughly depressed. It made me depressed.
At the school system that they went to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone lied to her several times.
Someone lied.
Yeah.
But some were crazy where Derek Barry once was just like, have you ever done like, you know, played a clarinet? And she's like, the one that plugs in the wall, the like straight. And she's like, a hair straightener? Why would you think a clarinet is a hair straightener?
That's incredible. That's incredible. Like
those things. Or Derek Barry went on a 5-minute speech about what longitude and latitude is.
Oh, fuck.
Wrong. Wrong. But the whole funny thing is she's just going, you'd think longitude would be long up in this way, but it's not. And then I'm just putting in the graphics. It is.
It is. It is.
It's fun. No, but when we started WoW Presents Plus, I did all of them. I did Detox, Detox's video, Jinx's Cool Mom.
Oh, yeah, there's a million videos.
Tea
with Tati or something?
Tea with Tati, yeah. I did. I did, wait, what's the, like Valentina?
Oh, yeah.
Had one. I did all of those.
How do you find time to do, I mean, because I know it takes you guys like
a week?
How do you find time to do other series? But if you even look
at the older episodes, they're not as insane.
Yeah,
so
of
now
course.
Is just like, it's so insane now it just takes up
it's
too
like
much time.
It's like Rick and Morty,
everything.
For fuck's sake. I mean, it's like a huge, it's a giant.
Well, that's because I added, I mean, I will say I felt fuck like wrong. I was bringing WoW into the 21st century because there were times where I was just like, I don't mean to like, but I was like, we need to do more crazy graphics. So yeah. I would just take the stuff that I had at home, like the software I had at home.
Innovator.
And then just start doing crazy stuff. And then they're like, oh, you need to do this on this show. And I'm like, oh, this is my own software that I put on yours. So then they were then forced to buy it.
Damn.
Now I just got the Facetune where I can put your old lady faces on you and stuff.
Baby filters.
The whole time.
I just put an old lady face on you earlier today.
I need to
you
see
put
it.
On our few years I ago, actually.
Yeah. I need to see it. I love those filters. I mean, and they, you can... don't get me started about those filters, but okay. So where do you think, like, what do you think we could do to,
why do you want to work at this company? what can you offer us?
What kind of skills do you think would provide an asset to the development of our company's strategy for development? No. What should we do to make the show better? Do we do anything that we should not be doing?
Oh, okay. Here's what I will say. I think when you guys talk about a topic that you hate, it's not as funny.
Lunch. Yeah.
Because when you're just saying, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this.
Positive. You got to keep it positive.
It's harder to find the funny things.
It's like, no. It's not yes and, it's no.
Right. I mean, it's fine to like talk about something and then you hate something and it can be funny. Yeah. But if the whole episode is about something you hate,
lunch.
It's harder to find things that are funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that generally she's the problem? Because I hate her. And so... everything turns, you know what I mean? I wish Ron was here. Not that you're not your own feature. Do you love working with Miss Ron?
Yes.
She's an icon.
We're pretty much going to just, like, if we're doing other projects, together. We want to work together.
Tie your penises together and piss in each other's holes.
And I'm sure, you know, we're happy we have you. I'm sure that you guys will someday move on to other dream projects.
I hope you don't.
Hopefully you can work together on other projects too in your life. What would you guys make? What's your dream project? If WoW said, we're quitting, the show's over, here's a severance, what would your dream next thing be?
And the severance is $100 million.
I'll just say you'll see, because that might be happening.
More porn.
Not that we're being fired or anything.
More porn.
But no, but we are working on other shows together.
Oh.
Like really?
Wipeout with John Cena? Nicole Byer.
Well, just stuff to kind of like what our crazy editing style, like what else could it be?
Yeah.
Good at.
Yeah.
Wow.
But first and foremost, we want to just keep doing your stuff, because that's the thing, is like, it's also like our baby. Uh-huh. And if I saw someone else editing it, like I might have to kill them.
I don't think I would. I wouldn't allow that. It's like, you know, you go to the same obstetrician your whole life. You're not going to switch for your seventh kid.
Yeah. When did you join the show? Were you in the show from the... Not from the very beginning.
No, it was 2017. It was the first one. The crazy thing is, the first two episodes I had to do was the one with Courtney Act and then the one with Willem.
Oh,
so
weird.
So I had to do the weird. Two weird guest spot ones.
That was weird.
That was weird.
Yeah. Courtney making us look like the Kennel Club, and Willem
and she's
totally.
A foot behind us.
Yeah.
So skinny,
tiny,
and little and
tiny.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And just like dog show. And then Willem was so weird. Yeah.
I just think Willem, he said he'd do it, and then he. He wanted to do it.
And they wore a suicide bomb vest.
Yeah.
Suicide bomb vest.
Yeah.
Yes. Suicide bomb vest.
Love that.
Gig.
Love that.
Well, I don't like having guests, honestly.
No, I hate it.
Okay,
hate
goodbye.
It. Well, this is fine, but like, I like doing just us. It just what makes it easier.
Yeah.
Well, also, you guys have, you've worked together so long. You have a groove, mm-hmm. a riff.
Yeah.
That if someone else is there, it would disrupt it.
It completely
especially
disrupts
if it's
it.
Someone that, I was going to say, thinks they're funny, but if so it's someone who Ron. Wants to be funny. No, but if you have a guest that like
Courtney.
Wants to like.
It's Courtney. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. I did my knee.
Don't touch the me. Video games episode. Was that? It was
Mary.
Whatever. I love them both. I love everyone.
Fucking
that was
Dugan
hard.
And also
it was hard.
That video game episode.
Well, we cut.
It was hard.
Also, I wore a sweater at the end of the day. Was sweating like a fucking cracky, and I was so. I hated it so much.
Yeah, it wasn't them. It just every time.
Nice guy.
Yeah,
nice guy.
Both super nice.
Super nice.
But every time we add a person, it just throws off the groove.
Yeah. Well, it's like you can't, you know, it's not like Abbott and Costello and you know, it's just those two.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Statler and Waldorf.
So who is that?
The old men from the.
Oh, the puppets. Yeah, the Muppets.
Sadly, that's
yeah.
Us.
Laverne and Shirley.
Did you ever get into the mystery science? Do you think that's where part of your POV comes from with like talking to the television?
I did watch that show. I don't know. I think when I was a little kid, I would just, my mom got me a tape recorder and I would just tape record shows. And I had one, it was called.
Tape record the TV?
No, I would just tape record myself.
Doing a show.
And of course I found these videos of me eight, sounded just like this young, lovely woman.
Did you have the woman voice on the phone where people thought you were Miss whatever?
Honey, that happens to me. That happened to me like yesterday.
I fucking love yeah. that.
Because also when I get played, I just my voice just
Hello.
Actually goes
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
No, I used to work in insurance, and I held an insurance meeting, and then and apparently I was rude. It was like over a phone call, and then they had a meeting, and they're like, "We need to talk." Apparently, this company called saying that the person, this woman named Jess. This woman named Jess was very rude, but no one named Jess works here.
Incredible.
And she said it was a very rude woman named Jess. And I'm like, oh, it's Jeff. She
auto-corrected.
Misgendered at the gig.
Misgendered by a colonial woman.
Yes. Well, that's great, though. You had an out. You'd be like, I don't know who Jess
yeah.
is.
No, but yeah. as a kid, I always was just recording over and doing fake commercials. I love to do fake douche commercials. I had like 10 and I would make up different flavors because you know how it was always like
summers yeah like
but
crisp,
it was like but, you know like water and vinegar yeah. and then I'd be like now crab shell and barnacle like
oh
and I was like 10 years old I found these I'm like oh my god I'm so funny
that is brilliant.
the women's like product smells get me. It's like summer peach or like,
yeah or like it's like
winter
hazy autumn yeah it's like so bizarre
always some kind of consumable and a
yeah, yeah, a vague, yeah, it's so weird.
It's a summer sirloin.
Yeah, I think I was just obsessed with feminine products.
Yeah.
And the whole, basically the female mystique
yes.
was just a mystery to me.
Also, the way female products are marketed, I know that it's now very dated and gross, but it's also, mama, production, fantasy, creating a narrative.
Yeah, it mystery.
Yeah.
That's what I always complained, why the blue liquid when you're testing the maxi
yeah,
pads?
And no blood, you can't show blood.
Yeah, because it's clinical. It's not visceral. It's like scientific.
That's what I'm saying. Can you imagine if there was two pads and just red,
soaked with chunky, congealed
out.
Menstrual blood?
Because there should be no shame.
No, there shouldn't.
There shouldn't be any shame.
It's anti-women. If that was a men's product, we would see the blood.
We would see everything.
Yeah,
and he'd be celebrated. You'd probably get it. There'd be a trophy in there somehow.
Do you like when the people follow you on the internet, Evil Jeff?
I do, but I'm not like obsessed with it. I've always discovered like if I put stuff like on social media, I get more followers and I'm like, ooh, that's great. But it has not inspired me to take, I don't like documenting myself or my friends or my food.
And you have a boyfriend long term.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys been together a long time, right?
Almost 5 years.
Wow.
Wow.
Good for you.
That's wild.
We became boyfriends 3 days before Trump was elected.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we've just been in this trauma.
Forged in the fire.
Yeah. David and I, our third date was the night Trump was elected.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We went to see Hedwig at the Angry Inch at the Pantages, and we walked out and we checked our phones, and then we just kind of killed the vibe. I mean, we still fucked, but.
Who was Hedwig?
Darren Criss.
Oh, okay.
Darren Criss. It was good. How was your sex life with your boyfriend? great.
It's good. It's like, you know, at this point, it's like romantic sex.
Yeah. Mm.
Not,
A lot of whispering.
But we're open. We're open. Yeah. So we get to have the dirty, nasty, gross sex with other people.
Yeah. I think we have the same relationship.
Yeah.
Same time span. Same. Yeah. That's great. Does he love what you do? Does he think, oh, it's funny?
Yes.
He does.
Because I used to do more comedy like pre-pandemic and he would come to all my stand-up sets.
Yeah, you did
sets.
A lot of stand-up.
Yeah, I do stand-up. I did improv. Like I was on like main stage teams at like IO, UCB, Second City. Wow. And he would come to all my shows. That was, I mean, if someone's going to date, if you do comedy and you're dating someone, they have to think you're funny.
They have
or
to.
What?
Like I was going they through the Groundlings to. And I was dating yeah. a guy and I looked into the audience during my show to see if I could get into the Sunday Company and he was on his phone. Oof. 8 months.
I mean, you have to be.
Aborted.
You
have to abort it.
You have to at least get the vibe. You know what I mean? You have to at least get it.
Yeah. My boyfriend thinks I'm funny, thinks other people are funnier, which I think is a great balance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great balance.
You don't want them to be obsessed with
you. No, they can't be your number one fan.
He understands why people like what I do.
Yeah.
He's like, Jinx would do it better. Like, he loves Jinx Natsu. Yeah. He's like, Jinx would sing it higher and she'd have a better joke at the end. Which is perfect. Perfect. And he thinks you're great. He doesn't think you hung the moon in the sky.
No.
But like, does your boyfriend think, do you like comedy in general?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's like,
but he's a storyboard artist for DreamWorks.
Wow,
he's a very like cartoon Disney. He's like a Disney gay.
Oh God.
How do you deal with that?
I don't mind Disney.
Do you drink?
No.
Have you seen Disney porns? I recently watched a few.
Disney porns?
Pocahontas? Not Pocahontas. yes. Cockahontas. Cockahontas.
Ah!
Yeah, yeah. There was the white guy, John Miller or John Peterborough or whatever the guy was, the colonial life.
James Gunn.
Was getting DP'd by a trio of Indians. Yeah.
It was gay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Were they Native Americans playing the Native Americans?
We have no, it's a cartoon.
Oh.
It's a cartoon. It's like Pocahontas, but Pocahontas or something.
Wow.
Yeah. It was, I recommend.
Would you ever go back to porn?
No. I will say the company went under before I got to make my
dream porn.
My dream.
Which was what?
Well, because I always wanted to do a porn version of Mulholland Drive, which I did, which is called Welcome to LA.
I've seen
I mean, it's not exactly. I couldn't go full Lynchian.
It's like three parts, right?
It's two parts.
Two parts.
And each one takes place in a different neighborhood in Los Angeles.
I think, yes, I know that.
Welcome to LA.
Yep.
And then every Halloween, I get to do a different horror movie.
Oh.
And then I wanted to do the final horror movie. I saw the movie It Follows, and it like changed my life. So I wanted to do It Comes.
Or It Swallows would be good, too.
Yeah, but I mean, we want fucking.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't just want to swallow. But also, they don't want swallowing in porn. They want to see the cum.
They need to see it. Yeah.
Because it cum when they finish in someone. It never happens.
And then it drips out.
Or doesn't.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. You could tell someone's climaxing without seeing the cum.
Yeah, or this
that
just...
you can fake it.
Yeah.
Way.
Jeff opened my eyes to the whole phenomenon of faking cum. I had no idea. Yeah, he fucked me and he put that Cetaphil up my ass and he made me squirt it out. No,
well, yeah, the Cetaphil.
Well, no, we actually bought, there was cum, like cum lube.
Cum lube, yeah.
There's lube that looked just like cum.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I didn't know. Now I know.
And
I look out for it.
The thing is, I would do these scenes where I'm like, you're going to pretend like, uh-oh. Oh, no, oh, no. And then you look at me, the cameraman, and pretend, and then I'll be like, what do you do? No, 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 no. And then you'll be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
and then I'm like,
no.
Oh no. And people be like, that's the hottest thing. It was so real. And I'm like,
you know what that is too? It's how you need make it's best to look natural, but it takes makeup to look natural. That's the energy.
Yeah.
Jeff, yeah. Thank you for joining us.
What a thrill. What an insightful journey. And what a talent. And what a man. a guy.
I miss the World of Wonder building being open because I miss coming in and getting in drag and seeing you.
I know.
We get to come down and bother you.
Are you guys ever going to come back? June 15th, the building opens up.
I would like it if you're shooting. I would love to just come down and say hi.
Yeah,
do that. I mean, honestly,
fuck us. Huh?
Well, no. I'm just saying for them to reset all of the computer stations up. That, I mean, who knows when they're going to do that again?
Yeah, they wilded it out with the COVID stuff. It's a mess.
They really did. Yeah. We were miking ourselves.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a point where you can sit close together again?
I hope so. We're both vaccinated.
Yeah.
at this point.
Because even though it's way easier to edit, to like cut you guys out and put you in crazy
I like
things,
to be able to touch her. I mean,
I
not
like
sexually.
It when you touch each other.
Yeah. I can tell our eyesight. We don't look like we're looking at someone 2 feet away.
Yeah.
You look like you're seeing at someone across.
Yeah.
Now more the natural. Smell, it's been nice to keep that for me. And the air conditioning's been really good.
Oh, fierce, mama.
It has.
Oscar winning. Oscar worthy.
Jeff, let these whores know where they can follow and find you.
You can follow me on Evil Jeff at Instagram, the Evil Jeff on Twitter. And you can listen to, I do a podcast called Comic Book Queers. If you ever want to know whether Wolverine and Spider-Man, if they fucked, if who would be the top and bottom, listen to Comic Book Queers on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that shit.
I just saw Wolverine fuck Deadpool last night.
Where?
What? Yeah, cartoon.
Where you need?
I'll let you know.
Me.
I'll let you
text
know.
Text me these links.
We'll post the link in the chat. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks,
bye.
Guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.